Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. I met some months ago on an airplane a pastor who does so much for the people of Haiti that I said we should do a radio program and try and help your charitable efforts. His name is Pastor Evans Paul, and to tell you a little bit about him, he has a Bachelor of Arts in Agricultural Engineering Science from the University of Christian North of Haiti, BA in Ministerial Studies from Christian Life College of Mount Prospect, Illinois, MACE, Christian Education from Garrett Evangelical Theological Seminary, Evanston, Chicago, Illinois. He's been a Haiti coordinator for the Evangelical Covenant Church of the United States and Canada. Our guest today, Pastor Evans Paul. Let's talk about how God continues to bless the people of La Victoire, Haiti. Tell us about the challenge that you face there.
First of all, La Victoire is located in the northern part of Haiti, which is 4 hours away of Cap-Haïtien. This is the third greenest town in the northern part of Haiti, but also this is the poorest town in the northern part of Haiti as well. We have a lot of cashews production. We have a lot of mangoes, different type of mangoes, nuts, pineapples production. There's a lot of opportunity there for the community to go and to become successful. But because we are in the last part of the northern state of Haiti, very rural, life is very hard there. So that's why I went back to serve the people of La Victoire, Haiti. Most children in the area need to walk on a daily basis 2 hours by feet just to attend school and church. So my wife is from Chicago. We have been working down there for this past 30 years by building a high school, a primary school, a medical clinic. We have been investing a lot in sustainable agricultural program where we teach the people how to be sustaining by growing their own crops to agroecology, horticultural practices so that they can be sustaining and take care of their families. Because, you know, Haiti is not doing well right now, and there's so much going on with our political crisis, most of the families cannot even afford to send their kids to school or to go to the medical clinic if they are sick. We have around more than 160 employees as teachers, medical professionals that serve in our ministry, but because of the economic situation of the whole country, everyone affected by this such tragedy that we have really struggled to provide the resources we need to keep our ministry going on a daily and a monthly basis. This is some of our challenges right now.
Okay. Very good. We're learning a great deal from Pastor Evans Paul. He is in La Victoire, Haiti. I have been on 4 humanitarian missions with the Hope for Tomorrow Foundation to Lekai, Haiti. So it's wonderful what he's doing. Now, if somebody is listening in Chicago or Buffalo or Washington, D.C. or Toronto, and they want to give a check to help the needy in Haiti, where should the check be sent? How should it be made out?
Yes, our foundation is called FAI-Haiti.org, which is Sustainable Action International.org. You can send a check to 119 South Emerson Street, Mount Prospect, Illinois, Box 156, zip code 60056.
Why don't you repeat that again if somebody didn't have a pen? Repeat that again, how to make the check payable and where it should be sent.
Yeah, you can send a check to 119 South Emerson Street, Mount Prospect, Illinois, Box 156, zip code 60056. And our organization's name is Sustainable Action International.
Okay, so that's 119 South Emerson Street, Mount Prospect, Illinois, Post Office Box 156, and that is 60056 is the zip code.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about plans to open a second church in your area. Why do you need a second church? What is needed in donations? How can this come about?
Yes, we have three different campuses. One in a rural area called Vieda Victoire, where we have a high school and a primary school. We have a church plant there. We cut a river and bring the water to the community. And we have been doing a lot in sustainable agricultural program there by helping families with female goats. We have around 700 families that we already distribute goats to in that area of Vieda Victoire. And our goal this year is to help 300 more families that will give us a total of 1,000 family beneficiaries. Los Pinit is where we are building a church right now because in that area, there's nothing going on. If you need to have a meeting, there's no space where people can gather, connect. There's not a space where children and young people can come and learn about God and worship and connect as well. So my wife and I, we have been praying for over 7 years to see how God can use us to develop this community center where the community could come and gather, worship, and learn about God. And also, it will be a place where if there's something where people need to connect and meet, it's going to be a community center where everything in the community could happen. We have been building for 5 months now. We invest around $47,000 so far in that building, but we need a roof to put so that we can open the church in July. For the roof, we need around $15,000 to complete the roof and open the church to the whole public. So we have so many families that are waiting, that's already calling this new church the home church. And we really cannot wait to see the way God will use our family and the whole community together in this faith community center. I will be the pastor there. I already have another team that is taking care of the other campus. And my wife and I, we will focus our energy, our effort, and that new campus.
Very good. We're learning a great deal of the needs of Haiti for healthcare, ministries, those in need with a lot of poverty. I was fortunate to meet Pastor Evans Paul on an airplane some months ago, and I said, I want our audience broadcasting from Buffalo, New York, with the BET AM 1520 to help these people in need in La Victoire, Haiti. If you're listening in Chicago, Buffalo, Montreal, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, care of the Rusk Report, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, Wendy Kinney, Ambassador Eric Javits, and Mark Lotter with American First Policy in Washington. Coming up, we're going to have a famous Broadway performer, Donnie Kerr, and Jeffrey Dillon Schneider, who is promoting programs to give people more kindness in their lives. So please stay tuned. A little bit more information about Pastor Evans Paul. He is the founder of Sustainable Action International. He's married to his wife Karina Paul, and he is the father of four children. His ministry overview: high school and primary school, medical clinic, sustainable agricultural program, church plant, evangelism, clean water initiative, and sanitation. Our guest today, Pastor Evans Paul of La Victoire, Haiti. So we're honored to have him because I know things are very tough right now in Haiti. Let's talk a little bit about the lack of water. And this is something that Rotary International is doing all over the world to have more clean water wells built. Let's talk about the lack of water during the dry season, Pastor Evans Paul.
Yes, this is a big issue. Even we have also paid the consequence of the dry season, because last year I was trying to do some fish production to help nourish malnourished children in our area. I have like 5 ponds in our Los Pinit campus, and last month all of them was dry, and we lost all the fish. So clean water is a big issue in Haiti, and where we live, we just dig a well of 350 feet deep just to get water, because water is not very easy in our area. When I was a kid, I remember growing up in Haiti, I had malaria, typhoid, all sort of, you know, disease regarding to unsafe water. So my wife and I, we have been really passionate about joining with the people by bringing clean and safe water in the community. I lost so many of my friends at early age because of unsafe and unclean water, because their parents could not be able to send them to a good hospital to take care of themselves. They died at early because of unclean water disease. So I have been passionate in helping our community and the children to have clean water available to them. As I said, last year I cut a river that was there since I was, my great-grandparents was there, and they never use it. We invested around $50,000 to cap the river and bring it up the community. But I still have to install a filtration system and all of that to make it drinkable by the people. But they've been using it to cook and to wash their clothes. So clean water is a big issue, really, not only for La Victoire, but for a lot of different communities in Haiti.
Well, these are tremendous needs. We urge all of our listeners to give, and give generously. If someone is listening in Manhattan or Toronto or South Buffalo, again, how should the check be made payable, and where should it be sent?
Yes, you can send a check to 119 South Emerson Street, Mount Prospect, Illinois, Box 15. Zip code 60056.
Very good. We urge all our listeners to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520 to help these people in need in Haiti. Let's talk about producing enough crops to help support the schools and local farmers. Pastor Evans.
Yes. I grew up in Haiti, and my passion was to study theology when I was in high school. But as I finished high school, my father told me that, you know, I love to go to be a pastor, but you see so many pastors are struggling to even survive, to even eat and feed their kids.
Yeah.
And my father told me, why don't you go study something else? And then after you graduate, you can work, and then you can do theology if you want to. So that's how I was able to go study agricultural engineering science. The goal was for me to teach people, the local church, how to be sustaining by growing their own crops. When I finished to graduate from college, University Northern of Haiti, when I came here to the state, all my credit transferred here in the state, and I was able to work with Association of Farmers in the area, train them on agroforestry, how to work their land, but also to protect the environment. I was able to work with them by helping them having cows, so that, because our animals production is the bank account for rural farmers. I was able to invest in them to good production, good farming. Right now, we have been working with 700 farmers that we distribute female goats to. We train them about how to use the skin of the goats to make chairs or musical instrument, and how to use all the parts of the goat to eat, and then also how to use the goat milk to feed malnourished children as well. This year, we have 300 rural farmers that we're working with, and I have a team of agronomists that work with us to teach, train the rural farmers and visit them and see how they're doing their gardening, because we want them to be 100% successful in their gardening activities. And then we also train them how to protect the land, because as you might know, most of Haiti, a great part of Haiti has deforestation, where they cut all the trees and destroy the land. We're trying to teach them how to be responsible gardeners or responsible community leaders, because we believe that God created the earth, and as followers of Jesus, we have also the responsibility to protect where we live and where we work, to protect the rivers, protect the mountains, to protect our land. This is what we have been doing to bring Christ's hope, Christ's healing, and Christ's encouragement to our agricultural activities.
Very good. A very noble work on the part of Pastor Evans Paul in La Victoire, Haiti. They have a lot of challenges with sanitary conditions, with inflation, with health care needs. We urge all of our listeners to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520 to give and give generously. Again, any comments, if you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Montreal, Manhattan, Northern Florida, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampo Legal newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampo Legal. The Ampo Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more information about our guest, Pastor Evans Paul. His ministry website is www.sai-haiti.org. I repeat, it's www.sai-haiti.org. He's concerned about Haiti and all that's happening in this area and how friends and family members can join them in this endeavor to bring Christ's hope, healing, and encouragement to the Haitian people. Our guest today, Pastor Evans Paul. Now, you've had a lot of problems running water. Tell us some more about why there's no running water, how we can correct this to the homes.
Yes. First of all, La Victoire is a very rural place. If you don't know La Victoire, you will never be able to go there. If you don't have any connection there, there's no way you will even think about these people living on top of this mountain. Secondly, I think the phreatic nap where the water stack is very deep. As I explained earlier, I paid company before to dig three wells for us, and that was unsuccessful. Finally, this year we hired a third company to dig a well at 350 feet, which is very, very expensive. This well cost us more than $20,000 to dig. Finally, we have some water in our campus where we have our medical clinic, because in our medical clinic, we provide dental services, maternity services, general health, which is the largest clinic in the area of La Victoire. So right now, we partner with Samaritan Purse, where we are trying to bring water from a local source to the whole city, because everybody in La Victoire has clean water issues. In our campus of Villa Victoire, as I said earlier, we cut a river and bring water on the campus, but we haven't put filtration system yet in place to help the water become clean so that the people, the children in school can drink it while they're in our campus. So there's so much opportunity to partner with us in that endeavor, even by helping us get a filtration system to install them, and that will help. Or also partner with us to bring more well in communities where, you know, there's no local water sources to tap, but by digging a well in community where there's great need for it. Because without clean water, life is very difficult. People are getting sick, people are dying, and it's a big issue for our community. And also, last year, we had a community near us called Bahonsi that has struggled with cholera sickness, where we lost a great number of people due to cholera, especially in the winning season. And right now, we are in the winning season again. We have no idea what's going to happen next due to clean water issues.
Well, it's a noble effort that you're performing. Again, if somebody is thinking of giving a dollar, $100, $1,000, how should the check be made out and where should it be sent? Pastor Evans Paul.
Yes, Mr. Bryan. They can send it to 119 South Emerson Street, Mount Prospect, box 156. Zip code 60056.
And that's Mount Prospect, Illinois.
Yes.
Yes.
And then our foundation is a 501c organization in the state of Illinois.
Very good. Let's talk about the inflation. We have a lot of inflation in the United States. How bad or worse is it in the country of Haiti?
With the gang activity in Port-au-Prince area, nobody's escaped from the economical crisis of Haiti. Life is very, very expensive. A family that used to live with $2 a month might not have nothing at all. I witnessed so much hunger in our community. I just come back to the States this Friday because I was in Haiti for a month,
yeah,
serving our community. I just come back. Because of what's going on in Haiti, my family, my girls, my daughters, my son, they stay in Chicago with my wife. because my wife is from Chicago, Illinois. But I never witnessed so much hunger in our church and our school. Kids are passing out with sickness. And when you ask them, it's because they passed 3-4 days without eating anything. So the hunger situation is out of number, out of space. It's been really difficult to witness so much inflation, and more people are struggling to eat and to live. My dad told me last month he never witnessed so much hunger in our community in his lifetime. So the inflation situation is not only in the United States, but it affects as well the whole world, especially Haiti, that I know very much. So life is hard down there right now.
Again, if somebody would like to give funds to help alleviate the hunger problems, the lack of water, the inflation, how should that be made out, the check, and where should it be sent?
They can send a check to 119 South Emerson Street, Mount Prospect, Illinois, Box 156, zip code 60056.
Political unrest. We have a minute left on the program. Or to tell us briefly, how bad is the political unrest?
Hi. The political crisis is a big deal. I know that most of you heard a lot about what's going on in the country, so many laws. But the one of the things that's happened, most of the what you hear is about the capital city, which is Port-au-Prince area. We are in the northern part of Haiti, which is my Capetian state, a northern state. Very peaceful, quiet, but one of the things that we have in the northern part of Haiti is that we watch out for each other. We have a big sense of community.
Pastor, I'm sorry, we've run out of time, but we want to help. I know you're in need in La Victoire, Haiti. We thank you for enlightening us. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the last 15 years. We encourage all our listeners to help the needy in Haiti. Thank you, and have a great week.
Thank you, Mr. Brian. God bless. Thank you so much. Blessing.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.